Me tuku mihi anō kia koutou katoa. It is 10 minutes past 5 here on Irirangi Wātea. Well, Minister Nanayama Huta, Minister for Local Government, she has announced the establishment of a working group for Three Waters. It's a group made up of local government and iwi representatives and to strengthen the governance and accountability arrangements for the Three Waters reform program. So they won't be running the Three Waters program, but they will be establishing all the bits and bobs around it so that it can function as well as what we want it to be. On the iwi representative panel, working group, Ngāhiwi Tomoana, he joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe te rangatira. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wātea.
Kia ora, Claudette.
Congratulations. Do I say congratulations to you for being on this massive beast that is Three Waters? It is a huge, huge undertaking this minister has invited you to take part in.
Well, I think it's jumping out of the frying pan into the fire in some senses, because there's a lot of hysteria and polarisation around Three Waters. Councils are up in arms. Iwis are ambivalent, they don't know whether it'll be good or not. So it'll be good to get in and get a sense of purpose of the bill, the working act, and see where there are positives for Māori in general and how we can strengthen relationships with councils, because councils have invariably been the last bastion of colonisation at local levels, and I'm not talking about all of them, but in general, they're the last ones to toe the line around treaty issues. With our own councils in Hawke's Bay accepted, because we've been working with them for 30 years, and there's some other positive councils around it too. But I think it's a good opportunity to explore avenues where we can improve our whole Three Waters, knowing that the whole Three Water kaupapa came about through the Campylobacter virus outbreak in Havelock North in our own patch. So I'm glad we have some sort of handle on being able to move that forward.
Yes, absolutely. One of the issues that is forefront in with Māori is, and I'm not talking the ownership of water, that's the elephant in the room, and we'll discuss that a little bit later, but the organisation or the entities, the four entities that will be charged to look after the Three Waters, they cross hapu and iwi boundaries, and in some areas they also cut through awa and people's waterways. Is that going to be a challenge for perhaps our non-Māori members of the working group to understand?
Absolutely, because in our area, we've got 42 iwi entities. We've always advocated that it should be on the makeup of waka, and so you'd have 7 or 8 entities. With four entities, it makes us work harder to achieve some semblance of kotahitanga amongst ourselves, but also to explore avenues where our needs are met better with local councils. For example, over the last 20 years, we keep running out of water at one of our traditional hapu, that's Bridge Park, keep running out of swimming water, drinking water, and we have to truck it in, and nobody takes responsibility for that. So this may be able to help those small communities who really don't have a voice with councils or at any level, achieve some of the ambitions of getting good drinking water, let alone wastewater and stormwater.
And then, of course, the elephant in the room is water ownership. The Crown hasn't had, well, they've had I guess, some discussion, some kōrero around water ownership, but that nothing has been decided. They don't seem willing to make a decision about water ownership at all. How do you feel about going into this situation without having that issue completed?
Well, we had nine years under the Clark government. We had 9 years under the Key government, and they didn't do anything. So that's 18 years. So I don't expect everything to happen overnight. But I did have assurance before I accepted the position that this working group and Three Waters would have no impact on iwi's rights to their treaty rights, to explore their treaty rights, whether through litigation or whether through claims, and any treaty rights to be taken at a local, regional, or national level. So it might be the elephant in the room, and it might be a Trojan horse perhaps, but unless we're in there, we will never know.
The issue around infrastructure is probably the biggest issue here. However, when it comes to the pūrākau around our waterways and how they flow and why they exist and how they exist, that is how we would probably, that's how we relate and engage to our waterways, whereas this is all about an infrastructure and how humanity deals with our waterways. They're very different. Very different for
Kārl.
Is there an opportunity for our whakaaro Māori to be implemented in this very nuts and bolts, bricks and mortar type situation?
Well, we've had the water working group over the last 10 years trying to make semblance and sense out of it to put into national policy, which hasn't worked because there was too much pushback. So by working with infrastructure and not the actual the vessels or the awa and the aquifers, this might enhance our ability to bring more clarity to the rest of the country about what mātauranga Māori can bring to the table at council, regional and central government level, because a lot of the Western systems and technology has been tapped out, yet no one's even tapped into our own mātauranga Māori about water flows and water storage and water reticulation. And we've been going to the courts, I have been going to the courts over the last 40 years, and all we do is put the handbrake on councils when it comes to water. Even though we win in courts, the Environment Court and anywhere else, the councils normally go on their own merry way anyway. So there's an opportunity to work in concert and collusion with like-minded thinkers to bring a new regime together, because we're always moaning and litigating about our waters being polluted, our lagoons being polluted, our estuaries being polluted, and our rivers, and maybe this is a time we did something about it by taking control of infrastructure, of stormwater and wastewater, while providing our people with safe drinking water.
ABCD, you're in C. Couldn't they come up with a better name than AB and C and D for these entities? I mean, it is really rather important. AB, C and D. Is that all we've got?
Well, I had no inkling into the naming of it until a couple of weeks ago. But it's pretty disingenuous, I agree. And through a working group, we may be able to evolve some better, more appropriate names.
I mean, because it is important, I might be quite flippant about it, but actually it is really important considering that we do cross through boundary lines, cross iwi hapu, and we cut through waterways as well too. So in A, B, C and D, it ain't going to cut it, and it's not very respectful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's something that I'll have to look at more closely. And I'll do that with Ernest.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon, Nahi. We always wonderful to kōrero with you. We wish you all the very best as you move through this venture. And we also wish you the very best in travels as you head over to Dubai. I believe that you're due there in another couple of days. So we wish you all the very best.
Kia ora, Claudette.